It's 100.3 Philly's R&B, Mina Say What, in your midday. Now, I have a guy joining me today who I know for a long time. He's making a lot of news in the city. Some people might know him as Buna. He's the CEO of Stack or Starve Records, recently signed a deal with Def Jam. I know him as Curtis because we went to school together, but welcome. I'm going to call you Buna. Curtis, yeah. What do you want me to address you as today? Because
You can call me whatever you want.
All right, you're Curtis to me.
All right, say
welcome. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Man, you made news all over the city. People were really proud of you.
Yeah.
You're a guy from here, and you signed a major deal with Def Jam.
Yeah.
Talk about just being in that space as a kid growing up in these parts, you know?
I mean, it's an amazing feeling, you know, especially coming from Philly, you know, having to overcome so many obstacles, you know, and just being in the position I am now, you know, after being in the National Football League is a blessing.
Right. So talk about that deal a little bit. How did that come about? Because that's a big deal. Def Jam. I can't really think of another imprint in a long time.
Right.
Like a Philly label,
yeah,
with Philly artists that made such a, you know, a move with a major record label.
Right. I mean, you know, I had a dream, you know, after, you know, just growing up, I always wanted to be in rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and after football, I was trying to find my way, and I got into music. And I just felt like kids in the city needed some help. They wasn't getting the right attention. I just always thought we were so talented, but, you know, we just never had people that wanted to take the time to invest, you know, into the youth.
Right.
So I wanted to take that route. You know, I signed, you know, a bunch of kids in the city, and, you know, I'm here today. You know, I created a great team. You know, I have a great staff, and, you know, we're here today, and we just got that big deal with Def Jam, you know, the joint venture, and it's a blessing.
Man, that's incredible.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
D30 is a friend. I know he signed. Talk about some of your other artists.
Yeah, I have D30 and the Philly Goats, which is Sue and Spence.
Right.
Sue and Sturdy is actually real blood brothers. They from my projects where I grew up from.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I have Young K.A. He's also from my projects as well. I have Lil Mook, Sidey 4, Young Livy. I have a female artist named Kay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a roster full of people, though. You know, I might be forgetting a person or two, you know, but I'm looking to expand and, you know, go outside the city and, you know, just take it up from here.
I love it. So I know you from school. You went to school together. When we were in school, you played football.
Mm-hmm.
So I was an athlete my whole life. I played basketball, volleyball, softball. So I naturally, like, gravitated towards athletes.
Did I mention Sadi 4?
You did.
Right,
you still think about everybody on the label. So I know a lot of athletes, and
right.
I know that you guys, you spend your whole life kind of working towards being a professional,
yeah,
a professional athlete, right? But then what happens is you don't think about your life after being an athlete.
Right.
You only think about that. You get there, and then when you can't play sports forever. I mean,
right,
unless you're playing golf, you can't play football forever, right?
Right.
So it's like, what was that transitionary period for you? Because I know from a lot of my friends that I witnessed, they struggle,
yeah,
after they play sports trying to figure out what it is they want to do with the rest of their lives.
Man, it was hard. You know, like you said, just growing up, you put so much time into playing sports. You know, for me, it's football. Like, all my off time, I was training. You know, it's times where you get hurt. You got to just focus all on getting back healthy. So you don't have no time really to focus on what's next, you know, because you're planning for that's your dream, you know.
Right.
So when my career stopped, it was like, it was hard. I was very depressed. I went broke. It just was a lot. Like, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what direction to go. People around you start to change because,
right,
you're not playing no more. The money not the same. So I went through a lot mentally, and I was trying to find myself, you know what I mean? It was hard. And I started to go into music. I started trying to rap myself. You know,
I remember,
I mean?
That, actually.
Yeah, because I was like, I was lost. Like, you know,
right,
it was hard. I was trying to figure it out. And I just felt like I was too old to be doing it. I'm like, man, I'm too old. I was at this time, I was like probably 26, 27. And I felt like, I'm like, damn, I already done made it to the NFL. What I look like trying to restart a career and come from the bottom and it's trying to make people believe in me and
right,
music and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, this ain't for me.
I'm glad you realized,
yeah,
that, because we literally got 40-year-olds still,
yeah,
trying to do it.
Yeah, like,
so you had the knowledge to figure,
yeah,
it out.
I'm
this,
like,
ain't it.
I'm like, this ain't it for me. Even though I felt like I was good at it, it just wasn't it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't see myself just trying to make people believe again. And, you know, it just, and then I felt like I was being selfish to people who really wanted it. So the little money that I did have, I had made an investment. Before I went broke, I had made an investment with Big Business.
Mm-hmm.
He do real estate here in Philly. And I had some money coming back maybe like in a year that I had already invested with him. So when I finally got that money back, I invested it all. I was like, look, I'm going to just start investing in these young kids, because I felt like Meek was leading the way, and like everybody just started wanting to rap in Philly.
Right.
You feel me? So I'm like, dang, maybe I could just start investing in these young kids out here who really want this. Like, this they dream. They wake up every day and just want to rap, instead of me just putting my money, and I just feel like I'm wasting. I'm going to clubs, spending money, and, you know, just trying to, you know, just trying to create a movement.
Right.
You know, I was like, look, I'm going to just put it in and into the kids. And the first artist I had signed was Zai Sosa. I was actually, when I first did it, when I first got into the music, I had a partner, it was Kion and Mont. I was actually just doing it just for a hobby.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't really looking at it as, like, this is going to be my business. Like, I just wanted to help kids. Like, I always wanted to help people. So I'm like, damn, you know, it was fun. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, damn, I really could be good at this, you know? So from Zai, you know, it just was up from there.
You know, I'm happy you're saying that, because a lot of things start as fun. Mm-hmm. Like my career, I started as fun.
Right.
But when you really put the work in and the time and the effort and you make the connections and you really like focus, you know, it can really become your career. And I tell those kids that, realize what it is that you like doing now and figure out how to make money from it.
Exactly.
So you can literally do what you love for the rest of your life.
Facts.
And you managed to do that even though you had already done what you love.
Yeah, exactly.
And you transitioned to a whole nother thing.
Well, actually, like, this is something that, the music is something I actually love it. Like, I wake up every day and want to be great at it. Football, I stopped liking it after high school.
Mm.
Like, it was more so like I was just doing it because
it's a job.
Yeah, and not only that, I just felt like I could make money and I could help my family. It wasn't something that I really enjoyed, because after high school, it became more political. You know, the injuries.
And you played for Syracuse.
Yeah, and it was like, you know what I mean? It just was like, when I went to the league, it just was it wasn't everything that I thought it would be. You know, I'm definitely grateful and blessed, though, to be one of the ones that played in the NFL for 3-4 years. Like, that's hard. You know, 1,700 people in the world only can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every year. So it's definitely a blessing. But just to be honest with you, I never was happy in them stages of my life. You know, so now when this music stuff, I actually wake up, I enjoy it. Like, I'm happy. I want to win. I want other people to win. So it's like, you know, I'm in a happy space in my life right now.
You're dropping a lot of gems, because you're talking about how investing literally saved your life.
Right.
Literally, investing saved your life. Mm-hmm. So investments, hard work, putting all your energy into something. And now you got a joint venture with Def Jam.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what dreams are made of.
No, facts. No, it's definitely a beautiful thing. And I'm just blessed, you know, like I always dreamed of having a joint venture, but for it to happen this soon, you know, and based off of all Philly artists,
right?
Like, that's a great feeling. You know, all my artists are from Philly.
Yeah.
That shows me, like, you can go crazy, you know, you can go above and beyond. Like, it could be, sky's the limit with this. There's no limit, like, especially with your city. Of course, I want to sign other people outside of the city, but to have 9 kids signed to major deals, all of them in six-figure or million-dollar deals, and you can put them together and get a joint venture just from Philadelphia artists, that's big to me.
Do you want to talk about the money? Like, what did you sign for?
I mean, I ain't really one of the guys that sit up here.
Because I read a number. I want to put the number out there, but I read a number. I don't know how accurate that is.
7 figures, but I ain't the type of guy to be putting my business out there.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
I ain't really that.
Right.
I wasn't raised by Instagram. Like, I don't really be doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the ones that, you know, do what they say. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but then people see that lump sum, but it has to be divided into the business.
You know,
so
I gotta hire people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's important. Like, I'm trying to grow. I want to be one of the biggest out here. Like, I'm trying to, you know, so I'm trying to create the right team and hire the right staff. Like, some of these people be getting this money and they just
they don't know what to do with it.
Stuff like that. Yeah, this ain't that.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm proud of you, Curtis. I'm really proud of you.
Yo, that was crazy.
I am really, really proud of you, and keep doing what you're doing for the city, and we're rooting for you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and just surround yourself with those people, you know.
Yeah.
And it, you know, we'll see what happens with Stacker Star of Records, but we're proud of you.
No, I really appreciate it, and I'm proud of you, you know, going to college with you, seeing where you at right now, like, you know, that's lit.
That's crazy. It's a full circle moment. We went to school together, and now we're, like, talking about...
This is my first interview. I've been with trying, you know, you finally got me up here.
Right.
We've been with...
Well, I don't play about my interviews. I'd be like, do you have something newsworthy? What is newsworthy about what you're trying to tell me? I said that to you. This is newsworthy.
Yeah.
You got a major deal with Def Jam out of Philly.
Yeah.
All Philly artists.
Yeah.
Definitely newsworthy.
Yeah, no, I got a great team. I have a great partner, Shayna.
Shout out to Shayna.
Yeah, that's my dog right there. You know, Ryan Millions, Monet, like, we creating something big here. Looking to continue to put more people on in the city, you know, outside of the city. Like I said, I'm trying to be one of the biggest that do it.
Yeah.
I am going to be one of the biggest.
You will.
Yeah, facts.
Curtis Brinkley, a.k.a. Buna. I said your government. He's like, what is she doing? That's how I know you. Buna, Stack and Starve Records. I appreciate you. It's Mina Say What here in your midday on 100.3 Philly's R&B.
Yes, sir.